rules and legislative administration order.
All right, well, happy Friday morning. And John Benson is not here today. He's having donuts, so Representative Albright would like to move the minutes.
So moved.
Representative Albright moves the minutes. Are there any questions? Seeing no questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted.
Whoa!
That was for you, Representative Albright.
Awesome.
All right.
That was a wake-up call.
There you go. Okay. So I'd like to move the supplemental calendar for the day for Friday, May 16th. It's in your packet. Are there any questions? Seeing no questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. And members, we're going to be in recess, but I do want to say Representative Ward has a question.
I have a question, Madam Chair, I'll state it as a question. Last time in rules, we talked, Melissa Hortman brought up, and then I also talked about staff benefits. And, you know, Melissa and I have been talking, and others have been talking, and, you know, Madam Chair, I would like to throw out that, and I don't know the appropriate process here, but I would just like to throw out that we, in the interim, we, a legislative body, form a study committee, and I don't know if it's rules, so I don't know where it goes, you're going to have to help me with this, made up of legislators and staff to totally look at and evaluate that issue and come back to the legislature with perhaps some recommendations or no recommendations, but at least that it would be looked at.
Representative Ward is offering his recommendation and advice on a group of legislators and staff to review staff compensation, and I would imagine you're interested in both staff compensation in the House and the Senate, that we bring that issue, or that after working together, bring that information back to the next legislature. Is that accurate?
Actually, it is accurate, and I'd make it a motion even if you know if that was appropriate or not. I'm begging for your advice in the process.
Representative Albright?
Madam Chair, how often are staff benefits reviewed? Is there a regular term of communication looks at that, and when was the last time that occurred?
Representative Albright and Mr. Reinholz is not here. He would be the expert on that for us. I know that in my tenure in rules, it has happened. So it has happened in the last number of years. Mm-hmm. And we did just do it last year. But it's always timely to take a look at it again. All right. Lynn Carlson?
Madam Chair, just a comment. We used to, it gets pretty close to the motion that I see made is brought forward. We used to have a subcommittee of rules on personnel issues, and I'm not talking about a caucus system, but actually of rules. And I happened to have chaired it many years ago when we did that, but what I was going to suggest, if this motion moves forward, NCSL at that time was very helpful in reviewing the compensation of staff and so on, and we had asked them not only to compare within the state of Minnesota House and Senate salary and benefits to see how we measured with our counterparts here, but they also provided us information on comparable states around the country to see where we were. So I would only suggest that that be something that would be considered, because they were very helpful and very willing to provide us with some help on that question. Goes back long enough when it was Irv Anderson, the Speaker, or Majority Leader, I forget which, so it's been a number of years since we had NCSL come in, but just make that as a suggestion if the motion carries.
Thank you, Representative Carlson, and Representative Hansen.
I was wondering if Representative Ward, if I heard his motion correctly, that he was talking about forming a subcommittee of the Rules Committee. Was that what Representative Ward was asking in his motion for a subcommittee of the Rules Committee to do this?
Representative Ward?
Madam Chair, Yes, we could do that, but I also want to make sure that is included. And especially as we look, this last week and these last weeks, talking about committee administrators and the chief clerk desk and all the staff that are involved involved in this process to finish us out. So yes, I would gladly make that as a subcommittee of the rules committee, as long as we include other folks.
Representative Hortman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I agree with Representative Ward and Representative Carlson about the idea of doing something. I don't know if we have to make it a subcommittee of the Rules Committee, but I think a bipartisan group of legislators and staff from partisan, nonpartisan staff, a variety of departments, so that we get perspective from people who would be affected differently by changes that we might make that would apply to a class, so that we have kind of a variety of employees involved. And I would actually imagine there would be probably more staff members on the committee giving us input than we would even need members, because we really need to hear from them. It doesn't affect us directly, but we want enough members so that we get a good chance to listen to all the perspectives brought forward by staff.
And so, pardon me? Representative Hansen, so hard to see you when you're behind me there.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I just think there's a difference between authority and input. And that there's if you have it as a subcommittee, you have authority to be working with the staff, but the staff don't have the authority to make the recommendation for themselves. So I think it's just a formality. I would certainly want as much input as possible. I'd encourage that. I think if you have it as a subcommittee, you provide a line of authority.
But we'll take it.
Representative Carlson.
Yeah, Madam Chair, just very quickly, the time period I referenced, it was a decision by the chair of the Rules Committee to have a subcommittee, and that's, in my view, the way it should be. No one other than members were on the committee, but we did set a very thorough process in place along with NCSL to make sure that we had input from staff. We sent out a questionnaire. I met with countless staff, and as did other members, and the department heads and so on. So we solicited a lot of input, but technically the subcommittee was made up of members, and it was an appointment by the chair of rules.
So members, based on what I'm hearing, and that it is Friday morning when we have caucuses going on and a session before us, what I would like to propose is that, because the rules, first of all, the rules committee can meet outside of the session, we can continue to do our work. And I think that it would be useful for us just to make sure that we understand both the question of input and authority, whether or not it is useful for us to create a subcommittee or if we want to have an ad hoc working group, and what those two things achieve for us. I do think Representative Carlson's point is well taken about getting advice and guidance from NCSL, and for us to make sure we're looking at what we've already accomplished in this front and get that information together. I am happy for us to get together and talk about this as a bipartisan working group to include staff. I also want to make sure we're not putting staff in some sort of awkward position in terms of their authority and our authority and their manager's authority. So we want to make sure we recognize that this is a personnel matter and there are different people involved in that decision making. So if it is okay, I'll take this as a recommendation from Representative Ward, and we will come back together with a proposal, consulting the members who have given, that have expressed obvious interest, and we will move forward in the summertime. Fair? All right. Well, Representative Pepin?
I'm just wondering what happened with the campaign activity discussion started the other day, and what is the plan for that?
That is also something that we have not been able to finish the work on that document in the last 2 days. So it is something that we're going to continue to work on. I don't know that it's going to be done in time for us to implement it for this interim, because that interim is going to start imminently. But we do have a policy in place. So stay tuned on that front as well. All right. I want to thank everybody. I don't know if we'll be back together again, but certainly I want to thank Mr. McCormick and Marco, our awesome Paige, and Emily and Jess, and everybody on the committee for a good couple of years of work. It's been a real pleasure from my perspective, and we'll be in recess, so maybe we'll be together yet again. But if not, thank you very much for everything. And with that, members, we're in recess.